Welcome to the Horror Friendly Podcast.
It's not over since that bitch is dead.
Let's delve into that a bit deeper.
I'm going to be like the peacekeeper between you two tonight.
Don't fuck with the original.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Horror Friendly Podcast, part of the Run Network. My name is Katie, and I am joined by Chantel, and we have Chalé back. Hi, Chalé.
Hi.
Are you happy to be back with us?
Yeah, it's all right.
No.
Fuck you, then.
All this anticipation, and she couldn't give less of a shit.
I'm stoked to be back.
You sound it. You sound absolutely like the happiest day of your life.
Ecstatic.
You even came back to a film you like. Like, what more could you have asked for?
I know. I've only just literally just finished it as well, like about 15 minutes ago, which makes it even better. So
that's that commitment that we're after. That dedication.
Absolutely. That's what we want.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I tried to watch it last night and then
She's got all shy.
Well, you're on the wrong podcast for that.
I know.
Well, should we get back into it and see how shit show this goes?
Let's do it.
If he was pulling at the wire, he wasn't trying to kill himself. It was an accident.
In death, there are no accidents, no coincidences, no mishaps, and no escapes. What you have to realize is that we're all just a mouse that a cat has by the tail. Every single move we make, from the mundane to the monumental, the red light that we stop at or run, the people we have sex with or won't with us, the airplanes that we ride or walk out of, it's all part of death's sadistic design.
Okay, so this week we are covering the 2000 Final Destination. After getting a premonition about a plane crash on his school trip, Alex, a student, saves a few of his classmates. However, their situation gets complicated when death starts chasing them. Charlie, first week back. Do you remember your first thoughts on this one?
Yes, I do remember my first sort of thoughts watching it. I was given the box set of 1, 2, and 3 for Christmas 1 year. I was thinking it's like only a few years ago. No, I'm 30 now, nearly. Not yet. Not quite. It would have been probably 20 years ago.
Probably just like, embrace it. It hurts less.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'm still 29. I'm still in my 20s.
Not that bad
for long.
Fuck you.
Much like death is following in Final Destination.
I've cheated death too many times already this year. Like I'm all right.
The 30s are coming, Charlie.
Disgusting. but yeah, I do remember. I remember my dad talking to me about it, because I don't actually know if I asked for the movies or how I ended up with it. Anyway, I ended up with them. I watched it. I was like, fuck. I thought it was fucking great. Like, it's cheesy. It's gory. And it's the right amount of just, I don't know how to, like, yeah, I think I loved it at the time. And watching it back, I'm like, fucking hell, it is proper cheesy. But I think it's aged really well. And I'm sad that they don't make them anymore, because it is just iconic in every sense. Like, iconic. How about you guys?
Go on, Katie.
I think I watched this ages ago, probably at like a sleepover or something, like when pizza I was younger party. Yeah, it would have been. This is like a proper pizza party film. Like, these films are just what pizza party films are for. Rewatching it, I think I mainly remember the third one being my favorite one. I didn't really like this one. I got really bored. I thought it was really bland. All characters make stupid fucking decisions. And I don't know. Yeah, like obviously you're going to die at one point in your life, cunt. Like maybe not right now, but like.
I love how we had a message early on our Instagram saying Katie says fuck and fucking a lot. And already we're, what, 5 minutes into a podcast and you've already dropped a C-bomb.
What do they fucking expect? By now they know they're listening to us cunts. Like, what do they expect?
I'm sorry, there's not very ladylike of me. I mean,
yeah. Within the space of a minute, Chantelle's sworn twice. You've sworn God there's how many times, and I've just sworn. That's it. That's it, we're on now.
To be fair though, if you want to hear us swear properly, again, obviously we're here to discuss the film, but if you want to hear us discuss swearing, check us out when we were talking to Check the Candy, because we literally took a deep dive into the C word with them. Because to us, as we explained to them, calling each other cunt is just lovely. But in America, that's not such a thing. So, but we gave them permission to call us cunts because they're our friends now. So,
I do apologize.
never apologize for swearing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
You fucking cunts.
So, I didn't really like it, to be fair, when I rewatched it. I thought this was a lot better than I remember. And that's not, doesn't make sense, does it?
You remember it being better.
I remember it being better, yeah. Yeah, I don't really like it. Tell, what do you think?
For once, it's not me being like totally slating it.
Negative Nelly.
Negative Nelly. But I know what you mean. It's kind of average. I remember it being better. Mm. It's absolutely top tier pizza pie film. But my first time watching this, so I didn't go on a flight until I was 16, and I watched this the day before I got on a plane for the first time ever, because
in
I didn't
mental
know.
Case.
I didn't know, but I didn't know what it was about, and I was just. I remember because I was. I was at my dad's. Yeah, I was at my dad's, and decided to watch this because it was on TV, not knowing it was about a fucking plane accident. And I was literally, I got on a plane the next day. Luckily, I was only going to Ireland because I don't think I could have done like an 8-hour journey after watching this.
That's unfortunate, which
I think in my head, this was always scarier. But I think it was scarier because of my circumstances at the time rather than because it's a, like, it's not a genuinely terrifying film. I say clever in the way of like a slasher where it's like, oh, how do you escape? Who's next? What are they going to do? It's that kind of. I also remembered it being a lot more slapstick. So that was actually kind of pleasantly surprised because I, again, in my head, I think I have this weird connection with Final Destination where there was some point in my life we were writing risk assessments and we were just on one. I think it was a college thing, like for media or something. We were just being absolute dicks. And we had like wind turbines up on the hills near my college and we were like, oh, what if one of the wind turbine comes flying off through the classroom window and stabs us in the neck, Final Destination style? So I think in my head, I just had these like slapstick extreme deaths rather than what it was.
I feel like we all have that moment, like, especially not due to this first one. I feel like this one, it is, Katie, probably the lesser great ones out of them all. But obviously, I think everyone, when they see like scaffolding or trees on like a back of a car, obviously it's not this movie, but it is, everyone says, Final Destination moment. You do not drive behind that thing. roller coasters as well. Sunbeds is another one. Obviously not in this movie, but this is the start of, I think, one of the greatest. it's hard because I don't want to say greatest because it isn't, but it one of the iconic bunch of set of movies from our generation, because anything could happen, you'd be like, oh, Final Destination, that shit, like, and everyone knows exactly what you're talking about.
I think you're right in saying iconic over like it being one of the best.
Relatable, is that
relatable? How many times have you been blown up in an airplane crash?
Oh, I don't know when this happened to me.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
I mean,
that
you
time?
Say that Boeing's at the moment aren't doing too well. So
yeah, but do you remember that time on that school trip to France when we blew up on the plane? Oh, fucking crazy, man. The funny thing is, we wouldn't have taken the plane because we're so close. We just took the coach.
I took a plane to Germany on a school trip.
I think I always went by coach.
I went to Cologne. Yeah, I went to Cologne and we went by plane.
Ooh, la-di-da. You are right, though, Charlie, because it was a huge box office success and the franchise remains the 10th highest grossing horror franchise of all time, accumulating a total of 665 million across its five films. So, again, it is one of those where it's ridiculously successful when everyone can reference it, including people who aren't really typical horror fans.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you mean, Tel, when you thought maybe the deaths were more slapstick, because I think they become a bit more over the top, like, after the next few films. Like, this is obviously, like, only the first one, but, like, I know I keep going back to the third one, but that has, like, real, like, over-the-top deaths. Yeah. So maybe you're thinking of, like, the general, like, franchise, as opposed to just this one.
Like, as a vibe.
Yeah. Because they are, like, the deaths do get more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I was going to say, I remember seeing the final one, the Final Destination in cinema, which I think might have been with one of you guys, or whether it was a group. No.
Is that the one with the bridge?
It's the one with the shopping centre.
Oh, yeah.
And the swimming pool when he gets sucked through his arsehole.
Yeah.
Because I quote that every time I go swimming. I was watching a film
recently.
I was watching a film recently and it was like, don't put your butt next to the jets. And automatically in my head, I'm thinking, that's from Final Destination. And it wasn't. It was this other movie was just saying how it felt nice. And in my head, I'm thinking, it's going to get sucked through his arsehole. It wasn't that type of, it was a comedy movie that I was watching as well.
Are you sure it wasn't It's Always Sunny?
Yes, that was it.
Yes, I was going to say when they go to
fall. Yes, that
like,
episode, the eighth episode.
Don't sit on that, even though it feels nice and everyone's like, why?
But in my head, I'm
that?
Thinking Final Destination. Like,
you just suck as
you don't go near the jets because you get these guts pulled up from inside out. But yeah.
It's just weird. Like, again, like sitting there and trying to figure out all these deaths over five films. I suppose it's the same, like, again, I've used this phrase before, like two sides of the same coin, where you've got the Saw writing room where they're trying to think of the most grotesque deaths, and then the Final Destination guys trying to think of the most ridiculous deaths. And I just think it's, yeah. I don't know if it was, again, because you kind of know what the film's about, and when it's, like, not your first time watching it, you are looking for clues. Like, you are starting to notice little hints. Alex is so, like, hyper aware of everything in the airport before anything's even happened. Like, when she mentions his birthday and he starts, like, freaking out about the screen changing times. And I was like, that's just an airport, dude. Calm down.
Yeah, it's like when he's looking at the plane. It's like, it's plane, mate.
Yeah, literally.
I feel like having a look at the plane before.
Yeah, but like, it was meant to give this kind of eerie vibe, but it wasn't. It was just that he was looking at things.
It's funny you say it, because in the opening sequence, it covers Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little snippet of her.
In a crash.
There's some plane crash references. And also, the intro, like, doesn't link up to the rest of it at all. But this is where I don't want to go into the sequels either. But obviously, Alex and Claire survive. No one else in the other movies further on carry into another movie. From
spoilers.
What I remember anyway. Sorry.
Isn't Clear Rivers in the second one for a bit?
Yeah. So her and Alex are.
Spoiler. No, I said it, don't worry.
But yeah, like, that sort of opening theme doesn't really happen again throughout any of the other movies. And that's when they then discover actually these events keep happening, la di da da da. But which I think is where the franchise really picks up and sort of goes off on one and becomes what we sort of know it as. And then becomes more slapstick because people are like, there's a ladder in someone's eye and God knows what.
But I didn't dislike that opening though, because it was like innocent things turned dark, because there was like something, like a little toy hanging in the window, but in the shadow it looked like someone being hung. So it was like, that dark twist on normal things. Mm. I quite liked that. But I mean, just like, yeah, the amount of things that Alex was almost, I don't know, because he, at that point, he didn't know of anything weird. But as Katie said, like, he's looking at the plane, like, oh, this sinister thing. And he looks at the gap, like, before you step on the plane and can see that. I was like, nothing sinister is happening. Like, there is nothing sinister about the baggage guys driving underneath. There's nothing weird about that. So, I mean, there was, like, a bit of dirt on the door. And it's like, well, that's not, I don't know. Like, maybe they could have ramped it up. I don't know.
I think the music at that time as well in the movie, it was very like building up to something. You could tell like it was like, but because you're expecting something to happen, you're looking at the clues. And it, even if you haven't seen them for, I mean, it's probably been at least 10 years since I've watched it. I knew what was going to happen, but I was like, I know that I need to look at the clues. When do the clues start? And that's when I think that they're throwing in all these things to like make you hyper aware, like, oh, something's going to pick up.
They're, but, as I said, the clues start early, but yeah, you have to know what you're looking for. Otherwise, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another film franchise that does the exact same thing every single time? Like, at least with, like... Do you know what I mean? Like, with... Yeah, but there's different kind of, like... I guess so, but then there's a backstory to that, which follows on, along with all the... Spore traps and things, but I think this is one of the ones that is literally the same every single time, and that's not a criticism or a compliment, it's just really screen, weird screen. Like, you know exactly that's ridiculous, but
they're true.
I'm gonna just ignore that you said that, but no, but like, that's not, it's not an insult, but it really is like the same thing, isn't it? It's just a different way of doing it. They're either at a, whatever they're at, most race car thing, or
yeah,
it's like a safe formula, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
you know what you're getting yourself into, and you are literally there for the deaths.
Yeah,
like that's, I think, why they became so successful, because you do get gory deaths, and it's like, how silly can they make them? I mean, that for like the first one with the water leaking out the thing, and then it disappears, but that's the only one I'm like. Yeah, it's done, but
like, why is death hiding what it did? Because death can't get arrested, can it? Like, it doesn't have to hide what it did.
But it didn't. It's toilet water.
Yeah, it did. It like sucked all the water back in.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Why hide underneath that? It's not gonna have a mugshot, is it?
Oh no, get my good side. But okay, so if you saw someone freaking out on a plane like that, though, would you get off the plane?
No.
Would you not?
Would you? Well, I don't know, if they're saying it's going to blow up, yes, I'm getting the fuck off that plane.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. If he was freaking out like that, saying that shit, would you get off the plane?
Yeah, if he said it's going to blow up, yeah, I'm getting off. I'm not getting on a plane that's going to fucking blow up.
But how do you know he's not just having a freak out?
Because he could be a fucking terrorist. Like, they're suicide bombers.
Okay, yeah, but they tend not to announce.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm pretty sure they want everyone to stay on the plane.
This is a fucking terrorist with a conscience just suddenly changing his mind. Like,
I mean, if only he had been on the 9/11 plane.
No, we're not going that dark. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it was a year too early anyway.
That's what's insane. Yeah, this came out a year before 9/11, didn't it?
Mad.
Which is, because I cannot imagine that if this was in production a year later, it would have ever been released.
You say that it's funny because, I mean, it's a bit of Lord of the Rings lore, but where Lord of the Rings Two Towers, it was in production when the Two Towers came down. And there was serious talks over changing the name of it because of that, but because it was a book, it was like...
Well, again, like in Friends, there was a... Because it was like Monica and Chandler's honeymoon episode, and Chandler being who he was, like makes a bomb joke in the airport. And then it was meant to come out, I think, that month of September, and they ended up having to refilm the scene because everything happened, and they were like, we cannot release that episode. So it's like, it had a huge impact on media, but again, I cannot imagine this film would have been made as well, not script. A year
later. It would have been absolutely the race cars or the roller coaster or the logs.
Yeah.
Or...
yeah, anything else, but it never would have got made nowadays.
No.
That's crazy. But if somebody was screaming on the plane, so Charlie may get off, because you were very confident you'd stay on and then you changed your mind very quickly.
I know. I was just thinking about it. I was like, actually.
Katie, what about
you? If someone's screaming, it's going to blow up. I'm getting off, thanks.
Yeah, I think if he was like that, like, he wasn't subtle at all. Like, he was telling everyone, like, fucking get off. So, yeah, I think I would get off, actually.
Yeah, because, I'm going to forget character name. The girl who was shooing, she was like, I heard him and I believed him. And I think that's
clear.
Yeah, clear. And that's the big difference, isn't it? It's like, you can tell someone's... Well, I say you can tell. You can kind of tell when someone might actually kind of believe it so much themselves that it's not okay anymore.
What about you, Tal?
I think I would. If I could, if they were having that much of a freak out, yeah. If somebody was just a little bit edgy in their seat and was like, oh, I need to get off, probably not. But do you not have that feeling that every time you get on a plane now, you're like, please, no one freak out. Please don't get a premonition.
I mean, I can't be saying that I'll be watching this before my flight in August, that's for sure.
But I didn't mean to.
Yeah, maybe not the wisest decision, Tal.
But I won't
be watching a roller coaster one either before going to Fort Park to try out the new ride either.
But the problem is, we've watched it now, so it doesn't matter, because even in an airport, that's still in your head. Like, in the back of your head, it's that tiny voice just like, what if? Which is fucking horrible.
Again, like the logs or scaffolding, it's you've seen it.
Yeah, I'm not driving behind it.
You know.
Well, at least we'd have Agent Shrek and Agent Wiener ready to greet us at the airport if we do decide to depart from the aircraft.
Who fucking thought of these names?
Like, I said Agent Wiener. I think it was Ween, actually.
It's, but I mean, who? Shrek.
When did Shrek? Well, again, Shrek came out a year after this.
A year after, yeah. Oh,
it was in production.
So many layers to this.
So actually,
it's like an onion.
Yeah. So Shrek was actually inspired by Final Destination, not the other way around.
No. Shrek's a story from the '90s. It's an actual book.
Yeah, they kept that quiet.
Shrek lore for you.
Shrek lore.
Shrek is based on a fairy tale written in like the '90s or eighties or something. So Final Destination ripped off Shrek. Just added in a C, so it wasn't trademarked.
Agent Shrek. Although I think
I love
Agent
how
Shrek
now checking this out.
Shrekking it out.
R.I.P. Lil Chris.
R.I.P. Lil.
What is going on today? Why are we talking everything dark? Jesus Christ.
So at least we had them to greet us. Yeah, Agent Shrek didn't really blink. No. Like ever. He was quite intense, but then I guess they thought Alex was a terrorist, so I understand. But I mean, yeah.
They had Candyman guy in too, didn't it? Tony Todd.
Tony Todd. That was awesome. I forget he's in these.
It is weird when that happens. You're like, oh, fuck, you're in this.
And also, the guy who plays Alex is the voice of Casper for Friendly Ghost.
Yes, he is. It's all coming out now.
And I think Clear Rivers is in Legally Blonde as well. It's an all-star cast, guys.
It really is. But no, the agents were all right, but just the names were just what made the film for me.
What I don't understand is obviously they're FBI agents, but they let him go after he said that the plane's about to blow up, and then the plane blows up. Like, because
But they've got no evidence. They've got nothing to hold him on. Because
I mean, you'd find evidence.
Well, no, but that's from the explosion? Like all the evidence.
No, you'd find a way. Because you can arrest him and be like, you're a potential threat.
Like, I know what you're saying, but I think the problem is everyone else backed him up as well. They were like, he just started freaking out. He had a premonition. Like, nobody saw him with anything. He obviously got through security. Nothing was flagged. And then they couldn't hold him until they had any evidence, and they had to wait for them to do the investigation on the remains.
So because this is pre
9/11,
security wasn't a thing.
I mean, it was a thing. It just wasn't.
It was a thing. Yeah, it wasn't as strict as. Yeah. I think even now, like 20 odd years later, they're only just getting rid of the 100 or 1,000 mil cap.
I mean, yeah, so last time I flew, that was still a, there's still a cap.
Yep, they are. They're getting rid of that in Europe this in June.
Like,
which I think it's meant, like, it's taken that long for people to.
I mean, the funny thing is, and whatnot. Everyone will still keep it low anyway because it gets too heavy, but that's not the point. But the thing is, they didn't have anything to hold him. And it's like, okay, yeah, so for the sake of the film, or in reality, I think they can hold up to like 48 hours or something. So they could have until the like investigation was on the plane. But you think how long like court cases and any fucking criminal case takes. Like, they have to take time to gather evidence. So actually, there are just criminals wandering around while the FBI are trying to get evidence to then go and arrest them properly. Like, yeah. It's just the way of the world.
Did you guys get the Dharma reference as well?
The Dharma?
There's a reference to Jeffrey Dharma in it. And I thought...
There is.
There is, and I blanked it. I went to write it down and I forgot. I can't remember what was said.
They're like, you're not going all Dharma on us, are you?
I just liked it that Todd, his best friend, went up to him and was just like, we both need to take a shit for this flight.
Just so they could get potentially laid at a later date.
Yeah, so they're empty before they get laid, I suppose.
I mean, he had a good point, because if you shit on a plane and then everyone else knows that was you, mate, that's going to kill the vibe.
I'd like to shout out to my daughter that did that exact thing on a 4-hour flight to Tenerife and stunk out the fucking toilet.
But at least she's a kid. Like, at least kids still, can be like, sorry.
We were sat by the toilet and I could smell that for a good hour.
Well, you know, next time you fly with her, you have to be like, right, get a shit in before we get on the plane.
Honestly, my child, my child ruined that flight.
Like mother, like daughter. Yeah.
I took it. I went before we went on, and then I could feel the air pressure was making some just say movement Charlie in my guts.
Give Charlie any dairy.
Any dairy.
Any dairy, any gluten, that's it. I'm straight through.
Game over. But you still continue to do it.
There is enough methane in me to blow up a plane.
Cool, never flying with Charlie. No, take it. I love as well, there's anyway. Sort of thing, and there's like little tabs you can click on. So one's like death, premonition, and one's vacation gone wrong. That's a fucking understatement. Like...
But yeah, I thought, well, I didn't really get the point of the shitting scene, but I guess like he listens to a song and like that reminds him of like a plane crash or something, and then he has some other stuff going on, but did it really need to be on the toilet? I don't really know.
I think it was just a typical teenage boy thing to be like, we need to shit all the time. Because apparently that's all they do. And wank, I don't fucking know.
It's good. It's like when girls go to the toilet together on a night out, but it's like, guys, it's like, let's go take a shit together.
I still thought it was funny, though, to be like, we need to get shit in. However, I did see the music. Okay, I'm quoting this from IMDb. The music played throughout the film was by John Denver, a musician who died in a plane crash a couple of years before the film was made. So I don't know if that
he heard in the toilet.
I don't know if that was one of his songs.
I was going to say the person who composed it was a woman. I can't remember her name, but which I thought was interesting because you don't really get many female composers.
No, that's cool.
Can I just say, throwing me back to 2000s, I've just opened up Internet Explorer rather than Google Chrome on my computer.
You're going to go on MSN as well? Bebo? Who's your other half?
I'm going to send you some love.
Oh, have you got some skin?
Jesus Christ, that was a throwback.
Poke me on Facebook.
Farmville.
I never played Farmville.
No, me neither.
I never did either.
Habbo Hotel, that was like a paedophile's paradise, wasn't it?
That's a fucking predator. Yeah, predators, get in there.
Can we just point out, actually, Bobber, being that we were like the kids that used computers, like we were that generation, we were the fucking test subjects.
We were the experiment.
Of like, what could paedophiles get away with on the internet? What could what part of the dark web could we access by accident? Mm. How many executions can you see before your brain fucking explodes? Like, this is why our generation is so messed up. Man versus Jar. Two girls
Man versus Jar was a... I had to explain to my parents what Man versus Jar was not too long ago.
It's just not a conversation worth having. Like, do you know what? If you were stupid enough to let me watch it, you're stupid enough to Google it. Goodbye.
I don't know if the listeners just heard this, but Tell's partner Mitch just corrected her on the name. He was like, two girls, one cup.
Yeah, I think I said a cup, and he was like, no, there's a number in there.
I just heard
two
his,
cups.
I just heard his voice in the background. Like,
he's
God.
Like, he's like, babe, if you're going to talk about the porn, you've got to get the title right. I don't know why I gave him an Essex accent.
he's
from the West Country. And you've given him an Essex.
Yeah, he's from the West, not the East.
Two girls, one cup.
Mitch, can you say two girls, one cup quite loud for me?
No.
You what? Oh, he didn't say it loud enough. He's currently doing VR and I stuck googly eyes onto his mask so it looks like he's looking at me one place. You'd think we were back in lockdown again the way me and him carry on. We're just like, we need entertainment. Let's get the googly eyes out.
I saw a video today of an iguana who had had eye surgery and they stuck a googly eye over the plaster.
I've seen that one.
It was great.
Cute. Anyway,
we knew this was going to be a shit show the first day we get Charlie back. So,
and ironically, while talking about the shitting scene, it turns into a shit show. Quickly on Todd, though, because you did mention him. I am also seeing that so Todd's name, when we see it, like the rip out of the magazine, and we see just before his death, it says like T-O-D. So it was deliberately spelt with just one D instead of the traditional spelling of two, because in German, Charlie, do you remember German from school?
Yeah.
Do you know what Todd does? What does Todd mean in German?
Death.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. But almost all the characters are named after old horror movie directors. So a more likely explanation is that this is a homage to Todd Browning, director of Freaks. But I like the fact...
I've heard of it, but okay.
I like the idea...
There's a Hitchcock, isn't there? Sorry.
Yes. I like the idea they were like, we can use it as both. Like, if we get a Todd in there.
What about Clear Rivers? Because that is an iconic name.
Yeah, like, it kind of suited her personality because she was kind of mysterious and arty.
And it does sound like Claire.
I see you, Alex. Yeah. Claire de Lune.
Yeah, it's when she's trying to be like, this is you, and it's her sculpture. And I was like, oh, God, what is happening? Like, this is what people did, though, before bloody... phones and you had to entertain yourself. Like, everyone was suddenly a welder, apparently.
What's the guy who plays Hannibal? Because I saw a video of him playing Claire de Lune on a piano.
Anthony Hopkins?
That's...
Yeah.
I was going to say that's okay, but you know when Instagram bugs out occasionally? It's just...
Hey there, listeners. If you do not get enough horror from us talking in your ear holes every week, then check out Voices from the Mausoleum. They are also part of the U-Run network and they are awesome. They release two episodes a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So you can get your fix of us on a Monday and then head to them on a Tuesday. But they cover all things horror. So they don't just talk films like we do. They also cover music, books and television. And they also have shorter episodes where they talk about cryptids, urban legends, hauntings and so much more. So check them out. Katie, do you have a favourite death in this one?
I quite liked his real name's Sean William Scott, but I can't remember his character's name. He gets half decapitated.
Yeah.
I'd say that one because that was like a bit violent and kind of, I think that was one of the best deaths. So yeah, I'd say that one because that's more Final Destination to me, like that kind of thing. Because the rest of them, like, you know, when she like walks in and then the lorry hits her, like you can tell like it's angled and filmed a certain way that you know something's about to happen. And Final Destination does that a lot.
When you know something's gonna happen.
Yeah. So I thought Stifler's one was pretty good.
So he's
still Stifler.
He's still Stifler, but he is Hitchcock, so it's Billy Hitchcock. I'm gonna agree with you because I think the thing is, as soon as it starts rattling, you know someone's gonna die. But I think because of all the shit that had just happened trying to drag Carter out of the car, it kind of throws you because you're so expecting that to be his death and then all of a sudden it's Billy's instead. So I think, yeah, I like that one. Charlie, what about you? Do you have a favourite death?
I'm going to go for the teacher one because she's still alive and then it's only when that thing comes down and rams the chair into her, it fits it in. Like, I think that's great.
Yeah, death really... really wants to make sure the job is done, doesn't he? He's like,
yeah.
I love I'm assuming death is a he. But like, yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I have to say, like, the classic toilet water as well. Like,
I don't know about that.
I kind of like it. But at the same time, I'm like,
I think that one, in typical Final Destination way, it kind of, it kept giving you like, oh, is it going to be this? Or is it going to be that?
Because it's like, he's reaching for the scissors. Mm. There's a lot happening. His eyes go, ugh.
He like nips himself when he's shaving, and even though he hasn't got anything to shave.
Yeah. There's a lot of community like things that go on.
But I think that's just, yeah, I think that is the thing though. Like, there are so many ways. It's like, oh, is it going to be that? Like, that's where I think as well in my head, I was like, it's going to be really slapstick. He's going to slip on toilet water. Mm. But then it like didn't happen exactly that, like that way. And then I was like, oh, okay. So it does kind of make you kind of watch the whole scene to be like, oh, now, no. And it's like a bit of a tease, a bit of a death tease.
Mm. That's very true. Like
foreplay before.
Mm. If you're going to die, die right.
Go out with a bang.
I mean, that would be a good way to go.
Yeah, I don't know if that's happened yet in any of the films.
I don't know. In my head, I was like, there's two
reboot. There's 2024.
There's two ways bang could be taken, and one would count as the plane, because that definitely went bang. But definitely more fun ways to go.
I mean, there's been plenty of famous people killed by planes. You've got Aaliyah, you've got Buddy Holly, Randy Rose.
I love all we're really focused as well. Just on the plane.
Coco Bryant counts, because I think he's a helicopter, wasn't he? But still.
Same vibes, I guess.
I love all we're really focused just on that bit. But like,
yeah.
So we don't care about the rest of the film.
Don't care about the film.
You know, it would have been even more iconic or ironic is if they went off to Spirit in the Sky. By the Cumbus.
Mm. Yeah, but again, that would have just made it really slapstick. And again, I think that was in my head, that was what would have been playing, but not in the actual film. We haven't even talked about him yet, actually. The mortuary guy, mortician.
Tony Todd.
I know, but we haven't actually talked about that scene. Hmm. He's fucking awesome. Like, I actually thought at one point, I was like, he is deaf. Like, he's creepy enough to be.
Yeah, I think he is. I think that's what carries on in the other films, is that he is deaf.
Yeah, well, I was trying to remember because I was like, I actually can't remember like 4 and 5. But yeah, I was like, I really hope that kind of carries on and that he kind of is a bit of a shit stirrer.
He's like, he's horror royalty. So it was really cool to see him in this.
Yeah, no, it was. But he does it so well.
He was quite intense. Like, I don't really know what that last line meant that he was talking about when he was like, and also they just like got Todd's body out, and like Claire and Alex were like totally chill about it.
But it's when he starts like cutting into him as well, and then I'm like, that's a bit.
Yeah, but like, oh, so that's where you draw the line. You've seen your friend's dead body, but like, yeah,
getting involved, yeah,
yeah.
It's fucked up.
I found that as well, like, as the deaths carried on, like, the plane crash obviously was this huge heartbreaking thing and Alex was really devastated. But then, like, as the deaths continued, they gave less and less of a shit each time. Like,
that's so true.
Like fucking Stifler, like, everyone's just, like, gets over it in, like, a second because then they're like, and it's like, oh, this
fucking
is
the order. Cops are coming.
Like, yeah, and it's just like, oh, okay, like, that just happened, but let's not kind of take a moment here. To think like that wasn't just like a normal thing, that's just like, yeah, they really got over that shit really quickly.
You're right, they are very so focused on the pattern that they're like, they're more like, oh no, I'm next, rather than my friend just died. And it's like, they could be wrong about the whole pattern, and but they're not mourning at all, they're just psychopaths at this point running away, like, because they don't want to die.
Although, yeah, they could be both. They could be grieving and also freaked out about what's going to happen next, but they're just like, okay, that happened, on to the next thing.
No time to grieve. We're running away. Why did death not just get them all at once? So I do wonder that. Because like, there were times they were all together.
Yeah, and my other question is, why did death take a break? Like, why did it take a vacation, like, between them going to France?
Look,
Why was it like, we're going to just give you some time?
Do you know
it's
what?
It's been a busy month.
Yeah, killing people is a hard, it's a hard job, Katie.
There's other chains to go and get. It can't just also, do like...
Not being funny, would you fuck get back on a plane? Like, not even just a plane, an 8-hour plane ride, 6 months later. And they even like, I can't believe we just did that. You're like,
you,
I
you make
can't.
A point.
Fuck off.
Travis Barker was in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And he's still to this day struggles with,
yeah,
with flying.
For years, he would drive everywhere. Like, that's where they started doing gigs. Yeah, they started doing gigs like days apart to give him time to get places because he couldn't fly them. Like, yeah, I cannot believe that they're just like 6 months. Oh, recovery's done. Yeah, I can totally get back on a plane now. Like, no, what?
Yeah.
And it's not a short journey either. It wasn't like jumping states. They literally crossed an ocean.
I guess for them, they thought, okay, it's been 6 months. We're out of the chain. Let's go. But obviously he wasn't, Alex wasn't. He was still very much in, look at the 5-week flight thing. Like,
it's fucking weird. Was Terry the girlfriend as well?
Yeah.
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 I forgot about her there for a second. But when she's just like, you can just go drop dead. And then immediately gets hit by a bus. That
final
was
destination.
That is that is full on final destination, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Vibes.
That's iconic. That was... As well, because they started cluing it up, like the bus was coming, but it was all, again, I thought it was aimed at someone else. So then suddenly Terry's gone and it's like, oh, motherfucker, goodbye.
I thought Carter was like a knobhead. Like, I don't understand why everyone was such a dick to Alex, because Alex saved all their lives.
Yeah.
The teacher was like, oh my God, you scare me. It's like, well, yeah, you can be scared, but like, he did save your life, mate.
And it's that like, I don't care what you say. So I'm going to live my own life. And then he like saves him, well, not saves him again, but like tells him again. And he's like, pulls him out of the car. Yeah. And he's like,
yeah, that car scene really infuriated me. I just thought I was really dumb. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, if Alex is what Alex saying is true, then you're going to die eventually anyway. So
plus
why
also,
you...
I might get all three of you at the same, four of you in the car at the same time. Like,
I just thought like it was quite over dramatic. It was a bit extra of Carter to just be like, yeah, I'm just going to chill on these train tracks.
He's a teenage boy.
He did. It was like he did look iconic, like how he was so calm, because I think that's the thing. And when you know death is coming for you, like, and this is the thing, because I was like, but you are, there's a difference between accepting your fate and literally putting yourself in the line of fire. And he put himself in the, him and three others in the line of fire. And I was like, if death is not coming for you, you have now made death come for you. That's, you fucked up.
Yeah.
But the calmness I could appreciate, but I was like, but you've also gone about this a terrible way.
I guess he was like testing it.
But I love you say testing it as if the train was going to turn off track. I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong way.
What's it gonna do?
I wonder which way it will go. It might go in reverse.
Wonder if it will slow down. Emergency brake, please.
But yeah, I didn't like Carter in general. I just thought like he was so angry all
was
the time.
Dick.
Like he was so angry at the beginning. Like there's nothing to be angry about yet.
He was given knob energy.
How are you already annoyed?
But also, he didn't need to get off the plane. He just wanted to start a fight with Alex.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was in the way, or like, you know, like when Stifler like missed the flight. Like he just got angry and like got himself involved. So he didn't even need to like get off the plane. He just got himself involved in that situation. So and then he was angry that he was off the plane and like just was a dick to Alex the entire time. Just thought this guy was a dick, man.
See, I think he was
drama.
He obviously started a fight with him, but I think he was scared by what he was saying and was like, oh shit, like you're a cunt for saying that we're gonna blow up. Like that would like we've discussed it, like it would be like, oh shit, if someone said they're gonna fucking I get it. It's just maybe an exaggerated reaction, but a somewhat normal reaction. And obviously from that, he's then grieving for all of his friends that have then died on. Like, it is that survivor's sort of guilt. I feel like he has mixed with the fact that he's a bit of an arsehole as well.
So I will say
and then
well,
he loses his girlfriend and so on.
But if he just kept driving and hadn't been a dick. I will say though as well, Miss Luton's conversation. So when she's talking to the co-pilot to be like, come on, there's like a bunch of teenagers on that plane, you have to let us back on. Like, we can't let them go around Paris. I appreciate your situation. That was improvised. So the actress completely improvised that. And I was like, that, to be fair, I was there, like, that is so real. As someone who's like worked with kids and like had to take them places, like, it is so real when you're like, I cannot leave a group of kids unsupervised.
How old would they be? They look about 30.
I think the dad says at the beginning, you're 17, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Because I remember twigging and being like, even in Paris, they wouldn't be able to drink yet because they're not 18.
Yeah, you meant 27.
So 6 months later, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, 6 months later, they could have had their 18s and therefore able to drink in Europe. But yeah, so I believe they were 17. So like last year of, I don't know, high school, whatever. Were they off to college next? I don't know. Whatever their school year.
A-level age, essentially, yeah. Whatever that is.
Yeah, old enough to drive as well, because we see that. But then you could drive young over there. So, but I just thought that was really cool how it was just like proper improv.
That is cool.
It works. And they've referenced back to it as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Multiple times.
They do.
They're like, oh, you've got a point there, love. You obviously studied childcare at GCSE level.
And the other thing as well that I liked, and I actually did that, I was so proud of myself for noticing it, but then I also did read that it was in there. So obviously it was flight 180, and the number 180 comes up in the film like several times, but the original title of the film was Flight 180. But yes. Even to the point, Carter at the end, that big billboard that kills him is literally a number 180. So I was like, this is fucking great. Like,
and it's his birthday, isn't it? Something about the flight, but no.
The 25th of September was his birthday.
Oh, okay. I
didn't know that. 9:25 was their flight time. But again, yeah, like, so I just, but yeah, when you see it like staggered all the way throughout the film, I just thought that was really cool. Because again, it just shows that they actually thought like a lot about all of that. But yeah, so I thought that was kind of funny. Not funny, but cool.
That is very cool.
So I did see, I didn't find a lot on the makeup for this. However, I've already lost it because that's what I'm like. There was a bit, I believe it's the car scene where, his name's not Todd, the main guy, Alex, he's got a cut lip. That was a real cut lip. So Carter elbows Billy in the car and it was added on the day of shooting because he turned up with a sore lip. So not a cut lip, a sore lip. So to hide it, the makeup team added blood and the end result was Carter elbowing Billy. So they actually put that in to cover up an actual problem on his face, which I thought was quite, it's just the typical creative makeup team. Like, don't worry if your face is messed up, we'll make it part of the film. The script jumping around and playing with it, I thought was quite good. Another couple of facts I saw, and actually feel free to jump in, I'm just going to read the ones out that I saw that I thought were pretty fucking cool. So in the first draft of the script, the survivors that got off the plane were supposed to be seven strangers, but due to teen slash's popularity at the time, the survivors were changed to a high school class. And the fact that they were a school group going to France was actually a reference to, I'm going to find it because it was a real incident. So I'm going to find it because I don't want to be disrespectful and get it wrong. Okay. So the plane crash featured in the film was directly based on TWA Flight 800, which suffered similar circumstances on July 17th, 1996. Final destination borrows footage from a real-life wreckage and its aftermath, which took place off East Morrix, Long Island, New York. I'm really sorry if I've said that wrong. The film borrows more than just the fiery footage from the TWA wreck. It also adopted the detail about a group of high school students' French club traveling to Paris with their teacher, which is what happened on the ill-fated Flight 800. And I got that from Screen Rant. So I thought that was pretty fucking weird because, or like scary how they like use that reality. Because I'd seen the, so it was James Wong directed this, who'd done quite a bit on X-Files. And this was originally, so the idea was rejected for the show X-Files. So they took the script and adapted it as a feature film. And then it took inspiration from the 1984 movie, Soul Survivor. And then it also took some from a Twilight Zone episode where someone had premonitions. So I'd always heard that it was like based off of these other episodes. It was all like a bit of influence. And then I heard about Flight 800. So I don't know, like, it just seems mad to kind of put in a real flight, but also they obviously were using like how they were using that footage and stuff. I don't know. It just kind of, it's a bit weird. Can you imagine being a family of that, like somebody who was lost in that and then finding out this film just got kind of made about it, but not even about it, just around it.
That's pretty mad.
Ain't no way you're missing Final Destination either. We've discussed it's one of the 10 top ranking of the 2000s noughties.
And that's the thing. I think, like, yeah, if you, again, if it was a fan member, a friend that was in that, a school friend, like, that, this film's going to be so real for you.
Yeah.
So I don't think they were disrespectful, but I don't think it's, like, a respectful way to go. But, yeah.
No, there's probably better ways to to pay tribute. Go on.
Oh, I was going to come out. It was just an observation. Oh. In the film, they obviously have a statue made for... to represent the people in the class who died.
The bird.
The fucking eagle is so fucking American. It's so American, it hurts. And I know that it's literally got nothing to do about it. I was just like, that's fucking American as fuck. And also, it only took them, a month?
It's also,
It's been 30 days and they've already got this fucking bronze fucking eagle.
Yeah, why anything to get an eagle out, honestly.
Anything.
Well, like, also, could you not have picked a better thing, that maybe something that doesn't fly?
I literally just had that thought. I was like, why would you pick this? Like,
literally, that was like,
it is like that.
Flying,
it's just mocking the dead. Like, it's fucking horrible.
Plane crash.
How have we gone from Final Destination to High School Musical? I feel like we can do it with anything. We've managed it many times.
Yeah. Hashtag Charlie Bean back. That's what's happened.
Charlie's back. All right.
So, guys, the question we have been asking ourselves for the last 5 seconds. Would we survive Final Destination?
I mean, I thought we've been saying it every episode since the beginning.
I thought it was going to be like the question we've been asking ourselves for 7 seasons. No, for 5 seconds. Drum roll, please.
Would you survive? Like a last minute thing that we decided to add in, you know?
Yeah. Would you survive? Drum roll.
Well, I mean, like, for this particular film, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we get it.
Okay, cool. We're all on the same page.
We've all discussed we're getting off the plane. So we are all now in line.
So we're all dead. Cool.
We're just dead later, so we have a bit more time. And hopefully, if there's like us three, then death randomly, for some fucking reason, takes a break.
I mean, there's three months. Left at the end and only two survive.
Oh, who's going? Yeah, who's getting the sign? Squashed on them.
Well, not Katie, because she's got to choose life top on.
Not me, because I'm not going to France.
I have a legit reason.
This is a passing good.
Bonjour, au revoir.
So, Charlie, why do you think you're surviving?
Because I'm not going to France.
No, bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
I'm not going to France. I'm flying over it.
You can't get the fucking reasoning of I'm not there. Like, why? How are you surviving death? And also,
I'm Charlie.
That's not surviving. It's not good enough. No, come on. It's not the game.
I've told you, I'm not going to France. I'm not getting fucking done by a billboard.
So you're saying you wouldn't ever be on the plane in the first place?
Yeah.
Right, so that's ridiculous. Because you have a holiday booked this year.
Right, I've got off the plane because I'm not having someone saying that the plane's about to fucking blow up. So therefore, I'm off the plane.
We're all on that age.
Right, not there. Yeah. And I'm not going again to France in 6 months' time after being on a fucking in a plane crash.
I think they just happened to be in France, though. It wasn't did death wait till they went back to France?
Yeah.
No, I think
why? You know, to mock them. It didn't, to mock them.
No.
They were either going to get food poisoning and shit themselves to death through fucking eating snails and frogs, Or
go get snails are delicious. By a fucking sign.
Right, one.
That's suicidal.
Snails are delicious.
We're not stereotyping.
Two.
But, you may as well say you got a garlic round your neck and you're wearing,
I'm not protecting myself from vampires.
No, I just generally like snails. Two, there's like three or four deaths in America before they even get on that flight. So just because they...
I normally sit at the back of the plane, which is where he was.
No, he moved, which means...
Yeah, but I'm still getting off that plane.
But he moved. Yeah, okay, so you're actually then... you're then first in line to die. So you're the one who's going to die.
No,
before we know it's
because
the pattern.
No.
Yeah, because you're at the back of the plane.
I literally have my set of seats on the plane, and whenever I book a journey, I get the same fucking seat.
At the back of the plane?
And actually, the last two flights I've got on, I have moved seats, mainly because I've sat in the wrong one first time and then had to move because I came
in. But you're saying you were at the back of the plane?
And then moved because I was in the wrong seat.
Okay, so
where do you normally reserve your seat?
Didn't kill by a fucking cats before death has anything to do with it. No.
Can you hear them?
Yes.
Fucking annoying me.
Where do you normally sit? Where do you reserve your seat?
So I normally go for a row on an EasyJet, Airbus. I normally go
front, middle, or back. Because all we fucking
back,
need.
Back.
Okay.
Oh, fucking God, do you see them?
No, I can't see them because it's dark, but I can hear them. So if you're at the back, you're in the first of the pattern, which means you're going to die before we realise the pattern. Yes.
No, because...
Yes.
No. I'll fucking find my things. I go middle back.
Yeah, so you're dead first.
No, I'm not dead first.
That's the seat pattern.
No, it's not.
It is.
It starts at the front, works its way to middle, it goes to the back, then goes forward again. I'm on that far side.
I'm trying to find the picture. It starts at the back.
It doesn't.
It does because he moved, and otherwise he would have been first, which is why it was different. So you're
because this fuck happened. No, I'm fucking surviving.
In your death, Charlie, me and Katie noticed the pattern.
I have decided I am not dying because I am just not dying. So anyway.
She just refuses to tell.
Just refuses to die.
I'm not dying.
Because, you know, death.
Death is really easy.
We know the truth. Death is really easy to escape. Didn't you know that? Like.
Well, I'm not going to France anyway in the first place, so fuck that.
All right, well.
There is so much that happens before we get to France. Anyway, Katie, are you surviving?
Nah. You can't, can you? Like, you can't cheat death. So, no. I think it's pretty simple for me. Oh, well, my name's not fucking Charlie, is it?
No, it's Katie. You did.
Okay, right then. Spookies.
Oh, fine.
Oh!
Are you surviving? Yes, because you never asked the question.
I'm so sorry, Tao. Are you surviving?
No, because you can't. Okay. You can't be deaf. However, if I notice the pattern, I am going to make sure that I have one hell of a lot of fun before I go out.
Nice.
If death finds me, I'm just going to be on my sofa, drunk as a skunk, tub of Ben and Jerry's, partying it up and be like, come on. Also, I'm clumsy as fuck. Death has so many ways to just make it look like an accident for me.
Like, get the skates out.
Yeah, like, I make it too easy. Touch wood. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Go on, Katie, you can now ask your next question.
I'm so sorry. How rude of me. Right, spookies. What's your favourite spooky moment and how many spookies are we giving Final Destination? And Charlie, I'll come to you first.
Favorite moment, let's go for, I think I am going to come, I do like when she gets hit by a bus. I think that is like iconic Final Destination right there.
Love it when she gets hit by a bus.
Love getting hit by a bus. But it's just quick, simple, does the job, straight death, nice. And then my out of five, this is where I'm struggling because I don't want, if I was to do like the whole lot, I would rate it higher. But just on this one, I'm going to go for a 2.75.
Crap. Oh, fucking hell. Stupid, stupid score. 2.75.
Just give it a three, mate.
I really thought you were going to go higher.
I did.
Yeah. It's what it is.
It's just cheesy. How about you, Till?
My favourite spooky moment, I'm going to go with, sorry if you're about to, I'm stealing yours, Katie. The train tracks whipping up the sheet of metal and taking off Stifler's neck. He'll always be Stifler. Doesn't matter what character he plays. Yeah, I think I'm going to give this a two. Like, I did still enjoy it. I still think it's got that nostalgia factor. But it's just not... Yeah, I think maybe it was like others in the franchise were slightly better.
Stronger.
Yeah. Mm, stronger is a better word, yeah. Katie, what about you?
You did nick my spooky moment. Tell. Yeah,
we can share. So, we can share.
Okay, we'll share that. Yeah, I think that was the best part, to be honest. That's the kind of Final Destination I know. So I really like that bit. Mm. And I'm going to give it a two as well. I'll give it one because I really like that death and the SFX on it. I thought was really good, or whatever it was. Because I know fuck all about SFX. Another point for Tony Todd, because I love him.
So basically, a guy that had one little cut scene has made...
Yeah, because I thought, like, there was... Hopefully, one day we'll be able to cover the others, and I think they're a lot better and more entertaining. Mm. And I just thought this one was kind of dull, and just none of the characters are really that likable. So,
also,
not a fan. Wouldn't come back for a while. I wouldn't revisit it for a while.
Also, if you're that good an actor that you can literally get a whole point for a 5-second scene, a 15-second scene, says everything.
Exactly.
He does have a little monologue in there.
Exactly. And he does it fucking well.
He does.
Amazing. That was our Final Destination episode. We'll see if that picked up my amazing one. Join us next week for our next episode. Check us out on all the socials to see what we're going to be coming up with. And check out our new theme song because it fucking rocks. Until then, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't die.
I don't know. Don't die. I'm not
going to
die.
Death's gonna get us. This is so sinister. 'Cause that bitch is dead.
Let's delve into that a bit deeper.
I'm gonna be like the peacekeeper between you two tonight.
'Cause I'm the original.
Yeah, don't fuck with the original.